catch a ride every Sunday coming home from church.
That's the church right in town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you want to move something,
those windows in that church are gorgeous. Sure.
If you want to move something very heavy, you might tie a rope to it and
tug it, pull it,
or you could get behind it and
push it.
And you might say, he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up. He just squat in bed all day. He just
lay flat in bed all day.
And say you had a very heavy suitcase, and you had to. You might say, I carried it, or it was real heavy. What might say instead of carried it?
Tote.
And
my niece's husband brought me home from up there when I came back to their house on an airplane in Birmingham. He told me that if I didn't mind, he was going to bring me home because he could help me with the bags and I wouldn't have to bother to get somebody to bring them upstairs for me. Now, wasn't he nice?
Sure.
He checked everything in the house, checked my television for me.
That is nice.
He is a lovely person to me. And I'm real glad he likes me.
I guess so.
Because that niece is one who's real close to me.
And you might say, children will play around a hot stove. You might say, don't you? Say the child will play around a hot stove. You might say, that's
don't
hot.
Touch it.
And say if you wanted a hammer, you might tell me to go.
Get the hammer.
And when you were playing, things like hide and seek and so forth, what did you have to get back to?
Base.
And we talked about dreaming and so forth. And catch, you would say, I will catch, or yesterday I
caught.
Or tomorrow I caught. I have
caught.
And say if someone tells you to, he wants to meet you in town, you'll say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
And I said, child is going to get a nose is going to get a spanking, you might say, well, please just give me one more.
I don't know.
He might say to his mother, please don't whip me, just give me one more.
One more chance.
And a man who has a smile on his face and a pleasant word and laughing and joking, you say, he's in a good
humor.
And you might tell me, say there's a salesman or something that comes to the door, you might say, wait here until I, or say you get some termites or something, you say, well, I better call the exterminator, so they'll do what to them, they'll
spray
and try to get rid of it.
Well, do something to him. I saw a program on television last night or the night before about termites. The work they do in Africa, I believe it was a whole hour program, how they carve these things and how they help these other animals that live out there live. Termites.
They have a
use out there in that desert country, and they manufacture something that other animals get to live on. I thought it was the first time I've ever seen anything full of termites being given credit. A man's supposed to have sprayed this house one time for termites. He had a room, staying with a friend of mine out there that rented him a room. And he came out there and he said, well, those houses we fixed yesterday sure ought never have to be sprayed again. The stuff had been sent to him and he was supposed to dilute it. 1 gallon to 6 or 8 gallons. And he didn't dilute it, he just put it on. Well, the people who were living at that time in this side of poverty down here, the fumes were so strong in their apartment, they had to go somewhere else and spend a couple of nights.